Welcome to CeroTalk Tech Chat number 13, the lucky one. Tonight we're talking about those little hidden secrets, those things that maybe you didn't know, little gems you didn't find out about SAMNet or the System Access screen reader. Show you some little inside tips and tricks about their use. Regardless of which one you're interested in, whether it's the System Access screen reader or the SAMNet, you first need to get yourself an account set up. And I know many of you in the tech chat room obviously already do because you're here, but because many people listening to the podcast have never tried it yet, maybe they're not sure how, or they go to the website trying to find a downloadable program, we're going to first demo how you get it all started. Maybe useful for many of you in here as well, because if your system ever gets corrupted or for some reason it doesn't talk, you can do the same thing. That is, go to sa2go.com, kind of reinstall your speech. What follows is a demonstration of how to launch sa2go and how to set up an account and get System Access working on your computer. The way this is done is you may press the start button followed by the letter R to run. If you have an older keyboard that doesn't have the start and Windows keys, you can press Control Escape to accomplish the same thing. I'll do that now and press the letter R and type in www.sa2go. That two is spelled T-O, so www.satogo.com. I will press Enter, and shortly I will be told to press Enter again, as well as a couple of other
audio prompts. Welcome to System Access to Go. Please press Enter to begin. Please press Alt plus R to continue.
Now that is a run dialog. So now it is downloading the application. We'll be asked shortly to press Alt R again.
Please press Alt plus R again to continue.
Pressing Alt R, and shortly we will have the prompts to either log in or create a new account. The powerful thing about this is that as long as you have an internet connection and some audio speakers or a pair of earphones, you can make any computer, Windows-based, accessible.
System Access to Go. Login. Press Alt H for help. If you have an account with the System Access mobile network, please enter your account number and PIN to login. Otherwise, you may press the Create an Account button to register. Logging in is optional, but we strongly recommend that you log in so you can fully take advantage of SA2Go's features. Account number. Editable text.
Now again, logging in is optional, and one of the biggest benefits is System Access will remember your preferences. So if you like your pitch a little higher or lower, your speed a lot faster, or maybe even slower, you can set all of those things, and as soon as you get logged in, it will remember that and restore those values for you. Now again, if you've never done this before, you have to click on the Create a New Account and fill in the information. Let's take a look at it.
PIN, pass, login, create a free account to save settings, System Access to Go, register, first name, editable text, last name, editable text, company or organization if any, editable text, current email address, editable text, address line 1 optional, editable text, address line 2 optional, if any, editable text, city, editable text, state or province if any, editable text, zip or postal code, editable text, country, drop-down list, phone number, editable text, desired username, editable text, send me announcements of new CeroTech products, services, features, and promotions by email, checkbox, not checked, register.
The phone number and the email address are required, and the reason is, if you set up an account and maybe forget what your username is, or if your username is unavailable, we can contact you. Likewise, you will get that information via your email account. So those settings are certainly required. So anyway, you can create the account or...
Account number, editable text.
If your System Access should ever become corrupted for some reason, you can simply log in. Simply go to sa2go.com as we've just done, follow the prompts, and now enter your username or your telephone number.
812.
And your PIN.
Login. You're logged in. Please wait.
Now you notice,
SA Mobile Desktop, SA Mobile Desktop, list, SA Mobile Network Home.
So there you go. I have my debt talk speaking faster and deeper. I have him sound like Barry White. I think he's a little easier to understand. Now, if we want to install it, we simply go into the menu for System Access, which is modifier key. That's either the insert key on your numpad or the caps lock key on the left above your left shift key. So I will hit insert F.
System Access menu. Connect to the System Access mobile network.
So the first option is to connect connect to the mobile network to take advantage of all of the great content available to you.
Preferences.
You can go into the preferences.
Remote control another computer.
Remote control another computer.
My account. A.
Go into my account.
My account. My account. List. Repair system access on this computer.
So if you're having any problems at all, choose repair system access on my computer.
Install system access mobile on a U3 smart drive.
Install system access mobile on a U3 smart drive. So if you have a U3 enabled USB drive, you can do this and you will be able to take system access to any other computer without the need for going to sa2go.com.
Edit contact information.
Edit your contact information. If you have a change in your secondary outside email address, or you move to a new location, you want to update your address or change your telephone number, you can do that there.
Good morning, Mike and the Newsman. Set name for outgoing messages.
Set name for outgoing messages. That's the name that's displayed when you are communicating with other people via instant messaging clients or the socializer.
Manage machines.
Manage machines. This is where you can go in, and yes, even you yourself can add your second machine license. You can remove a license if you no longer wish to use system access on a dedicated machine. We'll go in here and look.
New window. Manage machines. List. Grisha AS624 primary.
There's my primary machine, and that's designated as such, meaning that's where your home server is. So if you're out in the field, you can automatically send things, download them to your home server, and instead of where you are. So if you're Aunt Mamie's computer and you really want to download something but don't want it on her machine, you want to send it home so that when you get home you can investigate it later.
U6 Perp 6U.
There's my netbook.
Radio.
There's my remote radio server. So as you heard, I received a message from the instant messenger. Now, all I have to do is press Control-Shift-M to review that message. If I heard it,
conversation, message, edit.
If I heard it, I am automatically placed in the edit box. But if I didn't, I can simply up arrow and read the message and find out what someone wrote me.
Message, Scott, morning, Mike, any newsman. Message, editable text, blank.
Scott just wanting to know if there's any news. No.
No.
Scotty, no news here.
Here, send, message sent, message, editable text, blank.
Now it's ready for other comments, or if I think that I really don't want to do any more messaging, I can simply hit escape.
SM mobile test.
Close that window, and I see already Scott is typing back to me, as indicated by that sound. So we'll wait here and see what Scotty has to say.
Scott, the new Ubuntu 9.04 is available for download. I may get it after the tech check and give it a try. I'll be there this morning just before 10 a.m. my time.
So again, Control-Shift-M to get those instant messages and escape when you're done.
SA Mobile Network Home.
So I'm going to log on to the SA Mobile Network. That's the first option there. And
new window.
I think what I'm going to demonstrate first
is the Mobile Network Home list. Email 1 of 21.
So we have all our functions there. But I'm going to hit Control-L and go to a website.
Open website. Please enter the address of the website you want to open. Editable text.
www.legend-oldies.com.
WSA Mobile Network Home.
It's a great
email.
Podcast called All One Things
of 21.
Radio.
Heading, All Things Radio Podcast 6 for April 23rd, 2009. April 23rd, 2009. In Podcast 6, we hear the latest radio industry news from Jeff Bennett, call letter and format changes from Jennifer Sparks, more on the history of WJR in Detroit, and part 2 of Gary Stevens' interview with Walt Kramer. Plus, Bill Sparks demonstrates 4 sites for listening to live sportscasts. We also hear more from Charlie Tuna from April 3rd on the Classic Top 40 syndicated 60s and 70s format. Classic
so
Top
the great
40
thing
com.
Is, of course, you can get the podcast directly from Samnet, but you can go to the website. What a lot of people don't understand is you can get the show notes, and there's always more specifics, links to things that they talk about. And we hope more people will do that and go to serotalk.com and get that. And you'll see one of the biggest powerful features, I think, of the SA browser is the fact that most of the time it reads you, automatically reads you the relevant text on the page. I don't see any other screen reading technology doing that.
Listen to All Things Radio Podcast 6 for April 23rd, 2009.
So let's listen to it, and I'm going to show you some features of the
download
Windows
or stream.
Player.
Do you want to download?
First, the powerful feature that you can download or stream. If you want to keep it, you download. Obviously, if you want to listen to it once and throw it away and never worry about it again, you choose stream.
Stream button.
Simply by tabbing and pressing enter.
SA Mobile Media Player.
That's a little loud, so let's turn it down with the arrow keys. Some keys that people do not know. The up and down arrows will raise and lower the volume. So by pressing up arrow, we can bring the volume up there a little bit. You can actually cue and review with this media player by move back by 6 seconds with control left arrow. Likewise, if you went too far, you can move forward in 6-second increments with the control right arrow.
That boy's got to eat. Make some shekels.
Likewise, you can move by larger increments. Move forward and backward 1 minute at a time.
I ought to take a shot at getting.
I missed something, so I want to move back a whole minute. I will press control up arrow.
Summer.
Or I want to go forward 1 minute. I will press control down arrow.
At the time, double combination or April of side to WWJC, which was
and,
so far
and those
west,
very powerful features. A lot of people are not aware of those
Wisconsin.
Features.
That was
plus
about an hour button. To an hour and
there's
a half.
There's the pause
the
button.
Bus.
You can do that when for play and pause.
You got where you
likewise,
were going,
you can do the hotkey control P that will play
station.
And pause
first,
or toggle it.
Two or three blocks.
If you want to stop it, hit control S. But be mindful if you press control S, it doesn't just stop the file; it closes the media player. Press control S unless you want to get rid of. But otherwise,
and it
hit control
didn't really
P or
feel all that
pause
safe.
The
my
file until you do what you need to do.
High
stop
blood
button.
Pressure, at least
there's a stop button.
Previous button.
That. There's a previous button. So if you're listening to what's called a playlist, maybe
walk out there each morning,
you know, an audio CD or a file on the internet that has multiple streams in it, you can go to previous and next and move through those files.
Next button. Louder button.
I even accepted a ride
and there's louder and softer buttons.
Softer. Add preset button.
And probably one of the best ones is the add to preset.
SA Mobile Media Player.
Would take only an hour and 5 minutes to get over.
So you can add your favorite radio stations and things to your presets.
And
then in the future, simply go into your entertainment guide and presets, and all of your favorite radio stations are there in one place.
SA Mobile Media Player.
So now I'm going to press escape and close the media player.
All things radio.
So that's really
SA Mobile Desktop.
I'm going to close the browser. There's two different ways I should point out. You can have your items numbered, where each item has a number, you tab through them, or if you remember what number, you can quickly get there. Or we have the simple view, and you simply press the first letter to quickly get to that section. I'm using the simple view, simplified user interface, so I will press the letter D.
Document scan.
For the document scan. Now, this is one of the least known features, I suspect. A lot of people are not even aware that we have this technology. Now, I'm going to tell you, it is a economical, but also a very simple system. Cost is $159, and you scan and read and save, or delete. That's it. Not all those other features that you get with your $1,000 scanning packages, but much less. For $159, you can set this up. Team it up with a $69 or $79 Kano scan scanner. Certainly any Twain compliant scanner can be used. And even take it to another computer and plug in your U3 drive. They have a scanner already installed. You can work with that. And the reason I'm demoing this way is that this scanner is USB powered, so using it in conjunction with the software for $230, I have a completely portable battery powered scanning solution. So anyway, I've hit D for document scan. I'm going to press enter. And as you'll hear, it's very simple.
New window, document scan. 1, scan new document.
So you want 1 to scan new document.
2, link, browse documents.
And 2 to browse
end
documents.
End of page.
So
2,
that's
1,
it.
Link, scan new document.
Let's keep it simple.
Visit
so
it.
Let's press enter on scan document, and I think
scanning
you'll
the
hear.
Page. Please wait.
My
this may take a minute.
Scan with its little kind of whiny sound to my right here. It takes a little while because this is a netbook. There you hear it. It's scanning. And this is a cool feature. This has saved me so many times when I've been at meetings or something. I need to quickly see the documents that people have handed me. All the electrical outlets are in use. So I got my earphones, my netbook,
processing
and
the
my
page.
Little scanner.
Please wait. This may take a minute. Page content, editable text, receipt PayPal, HTTPS, www.paypal.com/cgibwebscrcmdflowintercession.
Well, as you hear, it's a receipt, printed receipt.
Receipt PayPal, Xmure Pavlords. Ship to, no shipping address, seller information, Harrisoft Martin, Harrisoft.com. Transaction ID, 07P747770PH036720N placed on April 22, 2009 payment for quantity price, Amadeus Pro $1.4000. So total, $40.00. Total amount, $40.00.
So again, you hear there, that's a purchase, a receipt for a purchase of Amadeus Pro. It's a software for audio recording on the Macintosh. I've been playing around with the Mac, and it's reading that flawlessly. So again, I can save it or discard it, whatever I want or need to do with it. I'm kind of old school. I'm 47 years old. Actually, I'm going to pull that piece of paper out from the scanner, put it in my Perkins Brailler, and write on the bottom of it, receipt for Amadeus Pro, and put it in a little manila envelope and give it to my accountant. and for tax purposes, write-offs, and all that good stuff, and away we go. So that's a very quick and dirty demo of our scanning technology. I find it to be a real lifesaver. A lot of people aren't aware of it. It's not a standalone in that you do have to buy the SAM, the System Access Screen Reading Software, first before you can have that, because it works with it. A great investment. It will serve you very, very well. Now, another feature that a lot of people are using on the network is
bookmarks, 9 of 11.
Where you have bookmarks, you can set add bookmarks to your favorite websites. You can have private bookmarks or things like to your bank and things you may not want for other people to use. And you have public bookmarks. And I'm not going to demo that here, but essentially that's your way to share some of your favorite places on the web. Things that you like to do. Well, let's do the socializer, because that's one a lot of people say, I don't know what it is. I don't know what its benefits are. So let's start there.
Socializer. Socializer. Heading. Contacts. Signing in. Heading.
So I'm signing in, and I'm going to be put in a list of contacts. Let me explain what this program does. The Socializer is a tool for communicating in real time with other people, and there are currently five different technologies supported for that purpose. Microsoft Windows Messenger has a few different names, because Microsoft's changed it a few times, but AOL Instant Messenger, known as AIM, Yahoo Messenger, then there's Facebook and Twitter, which are the really rage right now, the two big powerful social networks. List of our contacts here, then you have the ability to either chat with them, or if they are on SAMNet and you've added each other to your list, you can speak with them. You can go in to your account manager and either add new accounts or remove those accounts.
Twitter, link.
And then Facebook and Twitter.
SA Mobile Network Socializer, Facebook. Friends, list. Alana Goodman wonders when she is going to start feeling her boil move around. She is getting impatient. One day, 9 minutes.
These are my friends on Facebook, people that have added me most, many through Serotech, a few from former employment. But the point of this is the way that you communicate with family, friends, coworkers, and occasionally maybe someone you don't necessarily want to communicate with, but you always have the final say. So even if someone invites you, wishes to be added to your list, you can always say, no, I never did like you. But generally, that's not a problem. It's for finding people you went to school with and old family members. And it's a great resource. It's helping people stay connected and stay up on what's going on in each other's lives. And Facebook has a whole wealth of features that we've covered in greater detail in other podcasts where we talked about the specifics of Facebook and Twitter. If we want to do a lot more on Facebook, we'll actually log into the Facebook site, into our account, to do other things. But the one thing that you can do from here, in addition to see what all your friends are doing, their current status, is I can update what I'm doing, and everyone in the world can see that information.
Current status, Michael, your best shot at listening to baseball for free. http://www.freebaseballradio.com schedule html.
So there you go. I shared the link of freebaseballradio.com with people who want to find a way maybe to sometimes listen to those games without having to pay for them. But if not, as they say, if none of those links work and you've been shafted by the man and you have to go to mlb.com. But I can type in here demoing SA for users and
users update button.
I will type
system access. Your status has been updated. Okay button.
So now anyone on Facebook
friends,
or
list.
Looking in the socializer will see by my name exactly what I'm doing and showing all of you the demo of that. Again, Facebook, videos, there's all kinds of discussion groups. There's just a wealth of stuff. If it's something you're interested in, you can learn more at Facebook.com.
Socializer, Twitter,
and
link.
Of course, then we have Twitter. Tagline says it all. What are you doing right now? I tend to use Twitter more than Facebook because it's very straightforward. Its purpose is just that. It's for friends, or you can sign up for to get news stories. A lot of folks are using it that way. I get a lot of news and information and stay up on technology. Severe weather is approaching locally, or any breaking local news stories. So it's a very powerful service.
CNN, Lee Norman Hospital. Tonight's show canceled. HTTP, Gumiquil. Having to rip out a day's worth of quoting is very depressing. A couple of weeks away.
CNN, NPR, or just your personal buddies. They'll tell you interesting things, new software they found, whatever your interests are. Some people feel the need to tell you they're going to bed. I don't know why. And people who have taken the time to learn it are loving it.
Socializer.
But it's more than that. So you got all that. And then there's our local content that we bring to it.
Voice chat welcome lobby empty.
There's the voice chat lobby. It's always there. And then any other chat room that has people in it will show up in the socializer.
Users forum, one new message, link.
One new message in the users forum. That's the only message forum that's posted there. But if you want to go in and read those messages, you certainly can from here.
SAMNet Radio, link.
There's a link to SAMNet Radio. So if you want to just find out what's going on SAMNet Radio, it is there. And then if you can either tab through for links or use the H key and start moving through by headings, and we have what we call the SAMNet Buzz.
Link. Tech room, 24 people.
Hey, Michael, you sound great. I am contacting you using the SamNet part of the Socializer.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that we're sounding great, and I'm also excited there's 24 people in the tech chat.
So, heading level 2, SamNet Buzz.
Here's the SamNet Buzz, and this is where I post things. And if you find anything that's going on of interest, either for the SamNet community, maybe you have an upcoming event, a chat room you want to host, or something that's going on in access technology, let's look at some of the headlines here that we have.
Heading level 3. Thursday Tech Chat.
Okay, so that's where I'm talking about what tonight's Tech Chat is. We'll press H again.
Staples Initiative to Enhance Staples.com and Store Point of Sale Equipment. Heading level 3.
There you go. So Staples is adding in-store point of sale keypads, and they're going to make the Staples.com website accessible, and you can read about that there.
Ciro Talk and Michael Loff on The Guerra Show. Heading level 3.
So there I'm going to be on The Steve Guerra Show this Sunday night, live on ACB Radio, their mainstream channel at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can read about that, or there's even a listen link. So if you tab, you get the links that go with these stories. So if you want to learn more, you can follow through.
Listen to ACB Radio, the talk of the blind community. Link. Accessible World demo of new features in Windows 7, heading level 3.
There you go, the Accessible World this Monday evening. They're going to get someone in to talk about the new Microsoft Windows 7. So if you've been holding out and upgrading from XP, waiting for Windows 7, you can find out what all the fuss and muss is about and if it's worth it to make that upgrade.
Wedding of two SamNet users, heading
Wedding
level 3.
Wedding of two SamNet users. So I hope you'll check out the Socializer. There's just so much cool stuff there to do and communicate with your friends. Let's go through some of the common system access hotkeys. One I use a lot is to get the time. So I use the insert F12 key.
It's 7:26 p.m. on April 23rd, 2009.
So we're about halfway through. I'll do a little bit more here, and then we'll take some questions. One of the big areas that folks like is our entertainment guide. Of course, we also have the information
document
center
scan
as well.
SA Mobile Network Home.
So we go into the SA Mobile Network.
SA Mobile Network Home. List. Email. Entertainment Guide.
But I'm going to hit E for the Entertainment Guide. And of course,
entertainment
some areas
guide,
we
list.
Have.
128K Music Networks.
We have 128K Music Networks. Press P or the appropriate number and go to our podcast section. R for radio. S for sports. I'm in the process of rebuilding the sports section, so I certainly welcome suggestions there. Content at cerotech.com. I want to emphasize it's important for people to tell us the sites that you're using, because when you share them with others, that really promotes that whole sense of community and some of the best stuff we have on the network. Not everything, but really some of the best stuff was contributed by users, someone saying, hey, I think other users would like this site.
Sports.
So we're in the process of building the sports site here.
Best. Baseball schedule and audio feeds.
So I've added those links we talked about. The baseball schedules and audio feeds, as well as basketball and football. So what they do is have a list of all the stations that stream those games. Well, they're stations, they're not technically not supposed to stream the games, but sometimes they do, either because they don't know better or no one knows how to turn it off, or they just feed an external network, a server, and they don't know better. So anyway, we've got one for baseball, football, and basketball.
Big Baseball Association.
Baseball Association, if you're interested in any of the 16 teams out there.
ESPN Sports Headlines.
Here we've added the ESPN Sports Headlines. Let's see what's going on here.
ESPN Sports Headlines. List. Baseball Headlines.
So,
1 of 17.
Let's see what's going on baseball here.
Baseball Headlines. List. ESPN.com has launched many new baseball widgets that
now,
offer
scores. Of course,
these
are always in reverse chronological
news,
order. They're what they
ago.
Call RSS
One
feed.
Of 18.
So you can always go through and find whatever stories you're interested in.
Empty seats force New York Yankees, New York Mets to talk prices 33 minutes ago.
Oh, anything that lowers baseball ticket prices is a good thing, I argue. Right on.
Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Cole Hamels leaves game after being struck in shoulder. Milton Bradley of Chicago Cubs sidelined again with groin injury. 10 Major League Baseball teams decline in value. Yankees increase to $1.5 billion.
So let's read that story if you care that the Yankees are worth $1.5 billion and other teams have decreased in value. We'll show you how it comes up here and what kind of information you get.
Updated, April 23rd, 2009, 2:07 a.m. at Heading, Forbes, 10 MLB teams decline in value. Comment email print share, Associated Press. New York, one-third of Major League Baseball teams declined in value over the past year, while the New York Yankees worth increased 15% to $1.5 billion, according to the annual estimates by Forbes magazine. The Washington Nationals took the biggest hit during the recession, down 12% to $406 million. The Atlanta Braves dropped 10% and the Detroit Tigers and Seattle Mariners each were
off. Okay, so as you see, you can use that those RSS feeds, and well, I'm still open to some suggestions. We do have some clips to video and audio, as well as all the latest sporting news. We got baseball, football, basketball, hockey, soccer, tennis, golf, all that good stuff all available.
I just want to show you the radio real quick, because there's a few tips to getting some of the radio stations to play that people aren't aware of, and I get a lot of emails about this. So again, we'll
Entertainment Guide.
Entertainment Guide, and we'll go into radio.
Entertainment Guide list, radio.
And we're in the process radio of doing list. Our semi-annual, right? Every 6 months, we go through and test every single radio station. One of these days, we'll have a technology to automate that process, but we test them all. Of course, not all stations are 24/7. Some only broadcast during the day. Some are silent. The reason I'm telling you this, there's over 10 reasons why a radio station may not play at any given time. Certain shows are not allowed to be played, like Rush Limbaugh or Dave Ramsey or Coast to Coast, although I think a lot of stations air that. A lot of them are just silent, so you click on it, and the player comes up, but nothing happens, and you think it's broke. Well, it's Dave just decided to be silent, and they haven't either preempted with some other type of programming, or maybe they're airing a ball game or something that they can't put on the internet.
Adult Standards and Big Band.
But anyway, if you've never looked through here, we have Adult Contemporary, ACB Radio, Adult Standards and Big Band, so if you like the old stuff from the 30s and 40s, you can go in there.
Adult Contemporary, NASA Video, Audio and Web Networks, New Zealand, News Talk.
Well, let's take a look in News Talk here. See
News
what's
Talk
going on this
list.
Wonderful
world. Alabama, one and of have 53.
Have them broken down by state. Of course, I live in Indiana, so let's see.
Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, 17 of 53.
Well, one of my favorite stations actually is in Illinois. And of course, if you like it, you
Illinois,
can.
List. Illinois, Aurora, WBIG 12.
Let's listen to
Illinois, Chicago, WGN 720,
we'll
SA Mobile Media Player.
And some come up
Blackhawks update. The Blackhawks return to the United Center Saturday night for Game 5 of their first-round series
so again,
with the Flames. Blackhawks Central pregame starts
and
at 7:50.
Automatically in the media player, you can add it to your presets and go through all your favorite radio stations. But many of them don't use Windows Media or Reel or what we call Shoutcast feeds. They use embedded players in web pages. So unfortunately, the best we can do is get that page up there for you so that you can listen to it better than nothing, have it, and the ability to listen to that. Now, there's some different caveats that kind of go beyond anything we can do. You have to have the latest version of Flash Player installed for a lot of them. Some of them you have to have the latest version of Silverlight 2.0, and there's a number of them that come up with a site called Stream Audio. What you have to do there is either fill out the form or usually shift tab once or maybe twice to the decline button, and then you should never have to do it again for that radio station. So all of those are some things that can really help make your listening experience go very well for you. We have a lot of modifier keys. I just want to mention some of these. The balloons that pop up to kind of tell you maybe there's an update on your computer, kind of alerting you to something that you might want to address. You can do that with the modifier. And again, that modifier is either your insert key or the caps lock. So modifier B takes care of that. So again, the system access menu with the modifier F, and we can go into any of those. The virtual mouse, which comes in handy for reviewing the screen. And that's a very handy key that oftentimes you'll want to use. And for that one, I usually use the shift lock M, since otherwise I'd be crossing my arms. But the modifier M will take you into the virtual
mouse. Virtual mouse off. Mute my microphone. Check box. Not checked. Who's talking? Read only text.
Virtual mouse off.
So there's the virtual mouse. That's helpful if you need to cruise around and navigate your screen and find out a little bit more information that maybe you're not getting to via the conventional tabs and things of that sort. The modifier T, that's going to read you the title of the screen or the window that you're in.
SA Mobile Network Chat, the tech room. Normal size.
So it tells me I'm in the chat in the tech room, or I can press
SA Mobile Network Chat, the tech room. Who's here? Link. Who's talking? Link. Mute my microphone. Checkbox. Not.
And that's by modifier W, reads the current window of everything that you're in. Again, the modifier 12 gives you the current time.
It's 7:36 p.m. on April 23rd, 2009.
So I know we got 24 minutes left, so I'll have to quit gabbing here and take some questions. You can also review what's going on in the system tray with the modifier F11.
Click a tray icon. List. System access. 1 of 12. Disable RTL8187.
There's my wireless
2
network.
2 undefined.
So,
3
and it does a great job of picking up all of the icons that are sitting down in your system tray. And, of course, you can left
task
or right
bar.
Click, whatever you need to take action. But I think at this point I want to take some questions and find out what concerns you have. And certainly I can already tell that we could easily do a part 2 on this.
Announce when people enter or leave this chat room during...
Let's talk about the chat. You log on SA Mobile Network, and you choose the chat function. You get a list of rooms. You go into the room. It'll tell you how many people are in there. And then once you're in the room, the kind of keys to note are A, one, that's going to tell me all the people that are in here.
Mute my microphone. Checkbox.
Actually,
who's talking?
Well, once
Link.
I'm in this part.
Brad Rios, Buddy Brennan, Connie Grace, Douglas Lawler, Edwin Ottenshit.
And they go on and on. I won't read all those, but if you want to know who's talking, you press 2.
No one is talking.
Reads when someone else is other than yourself. And then you can tab, and of course you've got the...
Mute my microphone. Checkbox. Not checked.
Mute my microphone option. So that's great. When you don't want to be heard, don't want something transmitted that you didn't mean to. And the other option that's very cool.
Announce when people enter or leave this chat room during the session. Checkbox, not checked.
You can have it announce when people enter or leave the chat room. And that was from user request because we were doing these chats and have 20 people and people would be coming and going while we were doing a presentation and people couldn't hear. So those are all things that you can configure. And most important, the enter is your push to talk key. Some rooms are what we call full duplex. And it'll prompt you when you come into the room and say, this room allows full duplex. You can press yes, and then you're basically hands-free. You can do whatever, talk into your microphone. So you're basically constantly transmitting, and then you mute when you don't want to be heard. Or if it's no, that means you have to push a key to talk. Technology currently uses the enter key for that purpose. Stop here and take some questions. Again, the format for anyone new is just to quickly state your first name. Then we'll call on you in turn and see how many questions we can answer here.
Peter.
Chess.
Doug.
Okay, Peter.
When will fixing the CD ripping in the SA Mobile Media Player?
We did 3.0. It was written completely from scratch, and I can assure you there's no other screen reader company doing that, except maybe perhaps Apple with their VoiceOver, but nothing in the Windows domain. The value of that is it makes it more stable and smaller and loads much faster. We'll be shortly, and then in the next few weeks, I can't tell you the exact date. Our programming team is going to do it better than it was originally in 2.5, so I think you'll like the new and exciting features. Jess?
My question had to do with the virtual mouse. I noticed that whenever I am looking at dialogue such as the amount of hard disk space or the amount of transfer size of a download, the columns will actually be there. It'll say total transfer size or estimated time of download, but then it won't read the result. Is there any way to fix that?
Make sure your window that you're in is maximized, because what can happen sometimes is the text can get truncated or clipped off at the edges. So for the virtual mouse, if you hold the modifier key and then M, there's a keystroke that a lot of people overlook here, but not only do you go up and down with the arrow keys, that's one way, but then you can also hold the Alt key and press the right and left arrow key, and that's really handy for like when you're in a window that has maybe columns or that type of thing. So if you just press up and down arrow, yeah, chances are you won't see everything in the window.
There was another gentleman. I didn't catch the name.
Doug.
Go ahead, sir.
Alt W, and you type your shortcut key and press Enter, and you're supposed to be able to use those shortcut keys to go from window to window. But when I type Alt W, I just get the system bong sound. I think it was called moving around the system access mobile network. Basically, you can set up, it only works for this current session of the mobile network. And when you define these keys for this session only, you're supposed to be able to use them to go back and forth between windows of the actual mobile network itself, as far as I understand it anyway.
The keyboard preferences page, that'll actually be of great help. For immediate support, if you're having difficulty, just send something to support@serotech.com. That's support@serotech.com. We have a great support team, Brian, Richard, Tom, Ricky, the whole group of people. We all work together to help out and try to resolve those issues for you. Any other questions?
What was the difference in emailing them or chatting with them, people that's not on SendNet, other than having to start going through this socializer thing?
It was real time. I mean, the difference is email, you got to send it. They got to have their email program open, and then you got to wait for it to get back. And maybe it's instantaneous. Maybe it takes 5 or 10 minutes to get there. The point is it's real time. It expedites the process.
It's kind of like being on a phone call.
Yeah, a great example. It's a difference of an email versus a phone call. It's real time. You're talking to each other within a couple seconds. You know what each other's saying. A different way to communicate. Going beyond email, people can post video. They could post their weddings, pictures, graduations. You know, in the case of Facebook, a way to just merge all different forms of communications. And in the sense of Twitter, it's just kind of a reverse chronological order. SamNet, actually, in our socializer, it's an alphabetical. Anyone else with questions?
Yeah, I have a question about the website. Is it possible music to your website on the SA Mobile Network?
No, we're not. We don't allow people to upload or store things on our server. We're not in that particular business. Anyone else?
This is Catherine.
Go ahead, Catherine.
Is there any place on the SA Mobile Network where people can post their websites for the other members?
Oh, you mean your external website? You have your own website outside of our network and you want to post that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically.
You can certainly email it to content@serotech.com, and if it has a certain category, then we can post it. We have kind of what we call the accessible internet, our kind of best of the web, and has things in different categories like health and radio and that kind of thing, and so we can post it in there for other users. Then, of course, you can make your own web page here on the network, and then you could link to your own website from there as well. So either way, you know, again, if any of you have ideas for content or things that aren't on the network you think would be interesting or useful to others, great resources, email them to content@serotech, serotech.com, and we'll share them with everyone. And I do want to mention before we go that I hope you will take advantage of it if you're eligible. If you have an expired SMA for either JAWS or Window Eyes, you can certainly get $200 off and get the system access screen reader, two licenses, two different computers, plus a license for a USB, your little U3 drive. So again, there are three different machine licenses in total. $299 is going to be your cost. Take advantage of that. That offer expires April 30th. Lifetime upgrades, ongoing features, and new enhancements. So you are definitely not going to beat the price. See, anything else here as we wrap it up? I guess those of you fans of Jonathan Mosen and his radio work, he will be returning to The Legend this Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. You can check that out at billsparks.org. They have a link over at legend-oldies.com. You can check that out. Again, if you have ideas for future topics, I definitely can see doing a part two to this section, going back and covering some other items, because there is so much to the network. So we hope you'll join us here every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And of course, our next Serial Talk podcast coming out this Monday, the 27th. Keep those great suggestions coming. We've got a blab line if you just need to get it off your chest and voice it. 866, toll free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-997-BLAB. You know, send your resources. You got web links, anything, either the content or the resources at Serotalk, serotalk.com. So until next week, look forward. I got a few surprises. I'm going to tease you again. We got a few surprises coming up for you in the next few weeks I think you're really going to like. So until we meet again, take care. Stay connected.